And now, here is the welcome return of Norfolk wildlife enthusiast Chris Skinner to talk about some of the sounds he has encountered on his farm during the winter months.
Hello, I'm Chris Skinner, and it's delightful to be back on Chatterbox once again. I'm Norfolk farmer and nature lover all my life, and I've been recording sounds at High Ash Farm, where I live, for over 25 years now, and I've an amazing array of sounds. So each month I paint a picture of what's happening out in the Norfolk countryside at this particular time of year. And although it's cold outside, you wouldn't believe what's happening, because out on our farm duck pond, there's a pair of moorhens, or water hens as we call them in Norfolk. In fact, there's more than a pair. Another male has arrived, and it's causing a huge kerfuffle in the duck pond. Just listen to what's happening when this other male has arrived. And, well, there's all sorts of four-letter words happening in bird language. I hardly dared interpret for you, but the two males are sorting and fighting out all day long. Who's going to win the lady? Who's going to have the duck pond? Who's going to have the children there this year? Just listen to this. It's amazing when you have two men fighting over a lady. So I do hope you enjoy the sounds that I'm going to play over the next few minutes for you. When these two men have finished fighting, sort it out with a box of chocolates, for goodness sake. Right, here we go. So at the farm at this time of the year, other birds start calling and looking for a mate and a partner. And up in the trees, high up, you try this, doing this actually with your index finger on a piece of wooden table to see if you can compete with the woodpeckers at High Ash Farm. There are three species in the United Kingdom: the green woodpecker, which is the largest, the middle-sized one, which is the great spotted woodpecker, and the smallest one is the lesser spotted woodpecker. And at this time of the year, they don't sing, they don't really call out, they're quite quiet birds, but they sort their territories out by drumming high up in the trees. See if you can imitate this sound that they're making. Here's one I recorded last week. And it's not me with a ruler on the school desk. Here it comes again. There, that's the noise they make with their beak. So they're sorting out a territory. And it really gets interesting when you have two of them together. This is high up, the wind's blowing, and there's two males drumming in the trees, right up in the canopy. There's one. There's the other answering. And whoever drums fastest and loudest gets the lady. So spring is round the corner. It's all happening. But just imagine doing that with your head on a dry piece of wood. No, don't try it at home, for goodness sake. There are some of the sounds. And it gets even worse now, because one bird, it's a species of thrush, it's the largest native thrush in our country, it's called the mistle thrush. It's a resident one, joined in the winter by field fares and redwings, and it's also a cousin of the song thrush and the blackbird as well. But it does sing, and it has a lovely song, like all the other song thrushes that we have in the country. But at this time of the year, it will take over a complete tree. And the reason it's doing that is stopping all the other birds in the area eating berries. In this case, it's a yew tree. And all it's doing is saving the berries for any lady mistle thrush that comes along to eat. And he will allow her to feed, and no other bird. He's even attacked the family cat down on the ground. And my dog has been chased by this mistle thrush. So they get very aggressive at this time of the year. So he can sing and sing very pleasantly, but it makes this noise. The Latin name is Turdus vociferus, and I like to call it Turdus vociferus because of all the noise it makes. There, here we go. Lovely. So it's fantastic sounds. Now, this next sound is responsible for lots of 999 calls at the farm. And this time of the year, foxes are pairing up. So here we can hear a male fox, or commonly known as the dog fox, calling in the background. A bark, sharp bark out in the ground. And what he's doing is trying to court one of the ladies, because this is the time of the year when it's dark. There's more hours of night than there are day. So foxes mate now. And if the lady's not interested, she will make this horrendous noise, and it sounds like somebody being murdered in your garden. And so often people hear this sound and call the police. Just listen. She's not interested. Fancy hearing that in your garden. Anyway, this is Chris Skinner signing off, and I'll see you again very soon.